good one. I don't think I have a good one. My only idea was for Cryptid of the Week was going to be the new Sharkboy and Lava Girl movie coming out on Netflix January 1st.
Erica.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing today? I didn't know we were starting. I was very thrown. Hello, how are you?
I was waiting for you to say something and then you didn't, so I figured we were starting.
Okay, but it's also like not our regular recording day and I just taught for 3 hours. Should we restart?
Do you want to restart?
I don't care.
Fine, let's
restart. I have brain rot.
Don't we all? Yeah. I've been drinking since like 2 p.m. We all have brain rot today.
Yeah, okay, this morning, I was eating breakfast, and I usually don't go into work on Wednesdays, because, like, I have a lecture in the morning that I have to TA for, and then I, like, teach for 3 hours, so I was sitting in my bed, trying to eat my bagel, listening to this lecture, and I took a bite as the professor asked me specifically a question. I'm like, first of all, I'm the fucking TA, just, like, pick someone else to tell you that they can hear you, and as he asked me, I choked on it. So, aww. I had to, like, take a minute to, like, catch my breath to answer, and my throat is still, like, scratchy. I'm like, I hate myself.
Well, I'm glad that you're not doing the story this week, then, because I've got things to say.
Hell yeah, Lindsay.
I don't think we need to restart. I think I can
make it work.
We're fine. Nobody listens anyway, so it doesn't matter.
My mom listens.
Nobody besides Erica's mom, and occasionally my mom, when she remembers.
My mom's usually a few weeks behind, and then she'll text me notes about, like, 3 episodes at once. I was like, Mom, if you think I remember anything we said past the last episode that I edited, if it was that week, then you are dead wrong.
Literally, once I edit it and upload it and schedule it in Anchor, I forget everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like,
beyond me at that point.
What cryptid did I talk about last week? And I'm like, oh, right.
Who knows?
Also, happy episode 50!
Oh, is it? Episode 50?
This is episode 50.
That's so exciting. Good for us.
I know. We're growing up.
We did 50 episodes and by no force other than our own because we just wanted to do it. And I think that's really impressive.
Yeah. Milestones.
It is a good... Okay. Well, I hope that this story lives up to the 50th marker. I think it's fun. I think it's a good one.
It's okay. We have a more important marker coming up.
This is very true.
But I also think your story will definitely live up to the 50-episode standard. I'm very excited.
Okay, well, do you want to get into it? Do you want to hear what we're talking about?
Yes, I want to hear it.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about one of the oldest and allegedly spookiest ghost encounters in Texas.
Oh?
It's probably not the oldest, actually, now that I think about it. Hold on. That's what one website said, but I'm like, the Alamo happened way before this took place. Anyway...
We are off to a great start.
I wrote that, too. That wasn't even copy and paste. Anyway, regardless, we're talking about the Donkey Lady of San Antonio.
How anticlimactic. Just the build and then the lack. Like, the drop back down. But also, yes, tell me.
Okay, so while her name might not strike fear into hearts, the legend sure will. Rumor has it that she still haunts the bridge on Applewhite Road to get revenge for her tragic... past.
I know you said she might not strike fear into your heart, but she sure sounds like an ass. Get it? Because donkey.
I quit. I'm done. This is episode 50. It ends right here. Erica ruined it. Goodbye. This is the last episode.
I'm sorry. I'm done. I needed to get it out of my system.
That's fine. Alright, so, as with all legends, there are several retellings of the tale, but the most common origin story for the Donkey Lady is as follows. Okay, so why I think that one place said it was the oldest is because some people say that this happened in the 1800s, like the origin story of the legend, but other ones say that it happened in the 50s, and okay. I think all of the sightings started in, like, 1970s, 1980s. So I think that the idea that it happened in the 1950s is more, it makes more sense to me.
Okay.
But maybe one person, maybe to one person, it's the oldest ghost story in Texas.
Maybe the oldest ghost story can be our always.
Ew. So, back in the 1950s, or maybe the 1800s, but probably the 1950s, a woman tragically lost two of her children. Enraged and devastated by the loss, her husband lit the house on fire, as men are wont to do, and trapped the wife inside.
That tracks.
Yeah, and she was trapped inside of the blaze. While she survived the fire, the incident left her horribly disfigured. Her fingers were fused together into hoof-like appendages, and the skin on her face was sagging and gave her an elongated donkey-like head face thing.
Is that even physically possible?
I'm not a doctor. I mean, it makes... If it was, like... I don't know, it kind of makes sense.
I'm looking at my hands. I'm trying to figure it out.
If your skin melts off and then heals a little bit, I think your fingers could get stuck together.
I guess if you, like, wrapped your hand all together in a bit... Okay.
Yeah, this was the 50s, or maybe the 1800s, so medicine was not what it is today.
That's true.
It was either kind of good or very bad. So driven mad by both, you know, the disfigurement and the loss of her children, she took to the woods and still haunts the bridge in San Antonio to this day. She'll come for you if you wait on the bridge, honk your car's horn, and call out to her. Some variations also say that the husband murdered the children and attempted to murder the wife in the fire, or that she was simply caught in a house fire. There was also another one where the son of a wealthy town person, like a mayor or something, was bit by her donkey, so they got a mob of people to light her house on fire.
That sounds more like an 1800s.
No matter what caused the fire, the outcome is the same. She looks like a donkey now and lives on a bridge.
So sad.
It is sad. So this seems like a pretty typical local legend of, like, a woman in white kind of thing with a twist. However, Weird USA compiled several sightings that were all kind of similar, so it seemed like, I don't know, she had an MO. And I think it kind of helped boost her status in the folklore world.
Nice.
So I have two, because they were, they were all told in the first person, so I kind of edited
it. Changed it.
Changed it to make it in the third person, but these are all on the Weird USA page for this creature, so I would recommend going to read them because they're pretty interesting.
Once again, do your own research.
Look it up yourself. I already quit the podcast once today. Go do it yourself. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to tell them. So one of the sightings was from a father and two of his sons. They decided to go on a weekend camping trip. The group, you know, was driving to into the hill country, as we call it in Texas. That's true. It is.
Just to clarify, I'm not lying. I would never lie on a podcast all about cryptid encounters.
I've never lied about anything in my entire life.
I know this, and I love you.
So the three men pulled into a weed-infested area off of a dirt road and began to set up camp, which is, I guess, what you could do in, like, the 70s. You could just set up camp on the side of the road if you wanted to.
Yeah, that also tracks for the 70s.
While the boys were unloading the truck, one of them started to hear something rustling in the weeds just in front of them. They also heard an odd snorting sound and a kind of high-pitched snarl. The father, not recognizing those sounds from any, like, animal, decided that they should probably not set up camp on the side of the road and somewhere else, especially not right there. So they quickly threw the gear back into the truck, and while packing it up, the father watched out of the corner of his eye as the weeds continued to shake. The prowler moved away from the trees and began heading towards the road. So the father urgently whispered for the boys to get into the truck. Once they were all inside, the father put the truck into gear and was pulling out onto the road when something fast and large burst from the weeds and ran in front of the truck.
Ooh.
Seconds later, a horrible apparition bounded up onto their hood and began shrieking at them through the glass. It was the ugliest thing any of them had ever saw. They swore that it looked like a donkey, but it was mostly human. It continued to screech at them, and the truck continued to move from the weeds and into the road with the donkey woman still on the head of the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hope my hand movements are helping the listeners understand what's going on.
Your hand movements are perfectly illustrating this to everyone with ears.
Thank you. Hold on, I lost my place.
Okay. Donkey Woman is on the hood.
On the hood. And as the car continued, she, like, will not get off the hood and starts, like, pounding on the windshield and starts, you know, cracking it. I know.
Terrifying.
The father hit the brakes and the Donkey Woman slid off the hood of the car and into the side of the road. They put the truck in reverse, floored the gas pedal to put some distance between the Donkey Woman and the group in the truck, and sped away. The thing was chasing them, but they managed to out, you know, drive it and make their escape with only, you know, a busted up car to show for it.
Yikes.
So another sighting that happened in late 1987 is kind of similar, but it's a little more, I don't know, cliche. Mm-hmm. It talks of several young people who, bored on a summer's evening, decided to visit the Donkey Lady Bridge.
Sounds like us.
I know, right? I would drive to this bridge. It's probably like an hour and a half away from me. I don't think it's that far.
Fucking go for it.
So four of them took to the car and went, while a couple remained at the house just cause, I guess. After about 6 hours, the vehicle returned with only one person in it. Assuming the driver had taken the other members of the group home and was ready to party in San Antonio, which I don't know what you could do in San Antonio in the 80s, but I don't know, cocaine probably.
Yeah.
When they got to the car, they found it with a shattered windshield, a dented hood, and what appeared to be blood just kind of all over it.
Oh, fun.
I know. The driver was just sitting there and staring out the windshield, you know, kind of in shock. Once he came to, he told the rest of the group what had happened. The three girls that he had with them, they went to the bridge and they began to, like, lay on the horn and call for the Donkey Lady. And after about 15 minutes of nothing happening, they decided to leave the car and go out into the woods to look for themselves. Great plan.
Okay, hold on. She dents your car. She has enough strength to smash the fucking windshield. And you're like, you know, it's a great idea. Let's confront her in person with nothing to protect us.
No one ever said that teens and young adults were smart.
Okay. Fair point.
Yeah. So they decided to go to the woods. And while walking, the driver said that he began to get the sensation that they were being watched, obviously. Looking around, he saw two eyes of an indescribable color staring back at them through the darkness. The girls immediately panicked and ran back to the car, quickly followed by the driver. He also heard a scream coming from the direction of the eyes, and too afraid to turn around, he picked up his pace and met the girls at the car.
Power walk it back.
Gotta get the heck out of there. As he was trying to find the keys, he heard the sound of what seemed to be a horse running in their direction. So he heard hooves. I don't... But starting the car, he slammed it into gear and put the pedal to the metal. Suddenly, a figure appeared in the road in front of them, and too afraid to stop, he collided with the Donkey Woman. It hit the hood of the car and rolled over the roof. Looking in the rearview mirror, he said he thought the figure got up and continued to pursue them.
He just didn't even swerve. He's just like, well, it's do or die. Gotta commit manslaughter, I guess. Vehicular manslaughter.
I think it's a small road. So it said too afraid to stop. So it seems like he didn't have the space to swerve. But I don't know. Maybe he was out for blood that evening and didn't really care if it was a donkey woman or a real woman.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
That's just so funny to me. He's like, fuck it. Only one option. I'm going to accelerate.
Well, if this thing is chasing them, you know, I don't know. I
think
she was
in front of them.
Well, chasing them through the woods.
Okay. Like, yeah, but
I think a good lawyer could argue for self-defense.
A good lawyer probably could. I would never be that lawyer. I would just laugh the entire court case. I'd be like, Your Honor, please, my client had no other option. He had to floor it. They'd be like, why? And I'd be like, why not?
Because.
And that would be my entire defense. I'd be like, clearly my client's innocent. And they'd be like, you're also going to jail. That's it.
Anyway, so after hearing the story, the people who were made at the house, you know, in their infinite wisdom, decided to go and investigate the bridge themselves.
After they came back with a broken windshield, blood all over, and said they fucking ran over a woman and committed vehicular manslaughter.
No, she wasn't dead. He said, looking in the rearview mirror, he saw the figure get up and continue to pursue
Who ran over a woman and then just fled the scene.
He didn't go back. It was just the other people.
I know! Your friend tells you this. What do?
You grab 2 flashlights and 2 shotguns, jump in a pickup truck, and go to the bridge, which is exactly what these people did.
Oh, God. I want to be young and stupid.
Yeah, upon investigation of the woods on foot, they discovered what appeared to be tracks of a small horse leading to the road, but they didn't find anything else, so they went back to the house.
So, like, a pony.
Yes, or that's a donkey.
The dumbest comment I've made all night.
It is correct, but... The Donkey Lady is still a known figure in San Antonio, with a Donkey Lady hotline being set up by the city around Halloween of 2018. Apparently, pre-recorded messages from the woman were scheduled to run through the end of that year, and occasionally the actual Donkey Lady would answer. So I tried to call the number, but it was like a Google Voice thing, and it said like, oh, give your name and we'll try to connect you. So then I panicked and hung up. But
someone... That's when you give a fake name. Didn't you learn anything about like fairies?
See, I, like, thought about that. No, so exactly what happened is they said, give a name, and I said my last name, which is also a first name, but then I was like, fuck, so I hung up. But, I don't know, maybe I'll try to call back with a better fake name. See what happens.
Yeah, go for it. Steal another friend's name. Not mine, but someone else's.
My other friends are also named Anna! And unfortunately, the bridge is no longer able to be driven across, but there are trails, you know, in the woods surrounding the area, so that could definitely still allow for a potential encounter with the Donkey Lady.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what I have for you.
Well, thank you. That was informative.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. We learned a lot about young adults, as if we're not also young adults.
I think that she's just misunderstood, and all she needs is a friend.
Yeah, I think she's probably dead now.
Well, also that, but...
I mean, like, let's assume got married young, had kids, disfigured in her 20s, in the 50s. So if she was in her 20s in the 50s, she could be alive, 60.
She'd be, like, 80s.
Yeah, she could be alive.
But, I mean, she's been hit by...
a truck, though.
She's been hit by several cars and also lived through a... disfiguring fire, so I think yeah. She's got some pre-existing conditions that would...
She might be a little bit dead by now.
Shorten her lifespan, yeah. But, if you are brave enough to try to call the Donkey Lady hotline, I will link to the article that had the phone number in it, and you can call and tell me what happens.
Yeah, send us an email. Or, send like, an Instagram message or something.
If they would want to send us an email or an Instagram message, or otherwise get in contact with us, how do...
How do? Well, first do give our podcast name to the hotline. Talk to the Donkey Lady and give her your message. And then give her our contact info and she can tell us what you want to say.
If you, like me, are not great at phone calls and that kind of makes you nervous.
Or if you need to know our contact info to give it to the Donkey Lady.
Oh, yeah, also that part. You can send us an email at justmightexistpodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at justmightexist.
Yeah, and I may or may not be revamping our Tumblr because I figured out how to make moderators and admins.
Hey, thank you. Perfect. I have one more question for you.
No.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
What's the cryptid of the week? If you feel like saying it, if you don't, that's fine too, I guess.
Cryptid of the week is my students getting passing a grade on this exam.
Seems a little mean-spirited, but I will leave.
They really pushed my buttons this week.